Uh-oh, has President Biden been caught in a bribery scheme? Scheme, not scream. Could be both. The House Oversight Committee today revealing the Biden family received more than $10 million from foreign nationals while Joe Biden was serving as VEEP. They apparently tried hard to conceal these payments by allegedly routing them through at least 20 different companies, family business associates, and, of course, multiple bank accounts. But as usual, Republican lawmakers say the media still not interested. Watch.
While Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality, he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money.
For years, the left has said, no one is above the law. Well, put your money where your mouth is. The Biden family needs to answer for this. And the DOJ needs to get off its ass and investigate.
It's very hard to come up with any legitimate business reason to conduct transactions with this type in this type of complex way. This is simply not how legitimate business is conducted.
I mean, guys, you and the press. This is easy pickings. I'm giving you Pulitzer stuff here.
The White House said today that this was a political stunt. We're actually giving you a memorandum with evidence.
I like evidence. I like data. I like facts. I like bank records. The White House, of course, denying everything. So what comes next in this investigation? Joining me tonight, Tennessee Republican Congressman on the House Oversight Committee, Tim Burchett. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me on, Kennedy. It's a pleasure.
So, you know, these are very complicated issues. It's hard to simplify it, but please do your best for those who kind of understand that maybe there were Biden family members who were on the take a little bit here, but you've got shell companies, you've got miners involved, you've got dozens and dozens of bank accounts with thousands of transactions. What does it all mean?
Well, you do. You have over 20 different companies that they formed. Honestly, I was over at Treasury and read through some of that stuff. I sort of think the Bidens fell asleep when they went to money laundering school because it's all pretty simple. You see a Biden family associate paid a certain amount, and then you see it divvied out among several members of his family or part of his group, and it's always the exact amount that they were paid, that this associate was paid. So the trail is pretty obvious. The thing we have to figure out is how much of our system has been corrupted by this crime family, because that's really what it is. And we're not talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, which is a heck of a lot of money. We're talking about over $10 million that we know of so far, and several banks are involved in it, and more subpoenas will be coming out.
So I know that the chairman of the committee was talking about hopefully getting that unclassified memorandum from the FBI. Have you accessed that? Have you read it? And who is the foreign national? Where are they from? Who's involved in that bribery scheme with the then vice president?
Okay. I have not read that yet. They're sort of keeping that close to the cuff, as they should, because that is going to be a bombshell when it comes out. You've got Romanians that are involved in some of this, over $1 million to them, and the person who is involved from Romania has been in trouble for corruption in the past.
So it's
pretty clear.
Yeah, and Hunter went over to Romania, the home of my people, and went and represented him, oddly enough. And boy, was he handsomely paid for those services.
Yes, ma'am. And we're not really sure what he did. It's kind of like his artwork. I mean, you know, I drew some pretty fantastic pictures of Bigfoot, but honestly, nobody's ever offered me any money for them. And so there's going to be a lot more coming out. I mean, it's just too much. And I was glad you pointed out in the earlier portion of it, the national media should be ashamed. I mean, they elected this poor guy who can't even find the bathroom probably. And now he's running the free world, literally. And yet they are still backing him to the hilt with all this, and the evidence is pretty damning. And when you got $10 million that flowed into, I mean, poor Hunter, I mean, I don't know if he could spell IRS, but he better learn what it means, because I suspect they'll be knocking on his door pretty soon.
Yeah, especially with all of that massive government spending, they're going to want their comeuppance from anyone and any way they can get it. They will go for it. It's really sad because it seems as though every single member of the Biden family has been enriched with these schemes, except for Hunter's daughter that he fathered out of wedlock with a woman from a jiggle joint.
Sure, that's another thing too. I mean, what a dirtbag. He won't even take credit for his child. I think that's the most despicable thing in the world that he
and the family won't
even acknowledge. Yeah, nor will his father. I think that is that it just shows that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and 10% of the big guy for the big guy, I think that's pretty evident where that's going. So, you know, it is a crime family, and the American public, frankly, needs to know more about it, and they're going to find out.
Well, hopefully we will learn more. You and your committee will draw a map. Congressman Burchett, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kennedy. Mm-hmm.